This is, without a doubt, one of my favorite miracle stories, but not so much because of what happens in the miracle. I like it because of how people interpret it. There are a lot of people, perhaps most of us, that don't really want to believe in miracles. We would like to find some natural explanation for what Jesus did so that we can reinterpret his works as mundane but inspirational. We do that because if he is performing miracles, if he is performing signs which demonstrate that he is who he says he is, then we have to listen to him. That is, we would have to obey Jesus and change our lives to be like his. So we tell ourselves bizarre stories to help us avoid that. None is more bizarre than the one that is told about the feeding of the 5,000. The text says that 5,000 men had gathered around Jesus and were hungry. Jesus commands his disciples to feed them, and they ask how. Not even 200 days' wages could feed these crowds. But there was a young boy who had 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. So Jesus takes the bread and fish and feeds everyone there, with some left over. The miracle seems to be multiplying bread and fish. But according to the naturalized reading of the story, those 2 fish that the young boys had were actually 2 400-pound tuna. And so the real miracle is that they were sharing. Now, besides the obvious absurdity of this idea that has been presented countless times, this interpretation reflects too negative a view of humanity. It claims that the act of sharing is a miracle, that humanity is so corrupt, so wicked, that hungry people would work together and share a meal only in a miraculous context. But this isn't true. We are not, in general, that corrupt. As much evil as we might see in the world, if we look around us, we also see great good. Every day, people work to make the world and their communities better. People routinely dedicate their lives to serving the disadvantaged and marginalized. People, for the most part, are good. In fact, goodness is inscribed in our nature. We are created in the image of God. And while that image can be damaged, cracked, and covered over by original sin, society, and by our choices, that image cannot be destroyed. It is who we are, and so it always survives. At the core of every person on earth is goodness. Therefore, no one is beyond hope. Everyone can become not only a good person, but a saint. When Jesus multiplied the bread and the fish, the miracle was exactly what we expect. Where crowds saw only worthlessness, Jesus saw overflowing abundance. He took what we disregarded, and he made it into more than we could imagine. The miracle proves to us that he can do the same in our lives and the lives of all people. Christ can take the smallest of goodness within us and make it into greatness. He can take the people that we casually disregard as worthless and no good, and he can make them perfect. We must learn to see in the faces around us hope. Then we will be able to love one another as Jesus has first loved us.